when we begin to gain confidence and awareness, which is the basis of all our perceptions, then we usually have an idea of what awareness is. And we associate it with certain points of view, like complete peace with no negative thoughts or emotions or sensations or experiences. So that's usually our first inclination. And then we're either subtly or overtly looking for everything to be like that. We're looking for an absence of negative content to our perceptions, which is just another point of view and totally unrealistic. And so when we continue to gain confidence and awareness without having any idea of what that looks like in terms of content of negative or positive points of view, and we just let all the points of view, no matter what they are, be as they are, then we come to see more and more that awareness is predominant in all perceptions. And there's no way to hurry along this realization or recognition. For most people, it dawns gradually. And that's virtually for everyone. So, you know, 99.99999% of the cases, this is just the way it is. It's already present, but it isn't obvious immediately, simply because we've trained ourselves to not recognize it, that's all. Now, when we begin to gain confidence and awareness, what we're really doing is making ourselves a peace zone. That's what we become. We become a peace zone. And as communities of people form worldwide who are maintaining awareness, they form very powerful peace zones within human society. And so the importance of gaining confidence and awareness cannot be underestimated, because a peace zone, whether individual or collective, is free of hatred, free of arrogance, free of fear, free of envy, free of the need to be any other way other than aware. And in the Great Freedom Movement, we are very quickly building these peace zones around the world. We have thousands of them now all over the world. Now, we're all familiar with the cells of hatred that are developing all over the world. And so it's important to know that we can take action in a very personal way that doesn't involve things like international diplomacy. It's an internal diplomacy that is profoundly powerful. What we come to do is see that we ourselves have all kinds of hateful points of view, arrogant points of view, envious points of view, fearful points of view. These exist within us and within our own perceptions, and we haven't known what to do with them except to take countermeasures against them by trying to be nice or cultivate good. And cultivating niceness and goodness can be comforting to one degree or another, but it's never brought human society into a peaceful condition. Thus, it does not work. In fact, human society has become less peaceful rather than more peaceful. And terrorism, whether it's psychological or physical terrorism, is rampant in human culture. And it's rampant because it's rampant within the individual. This is the reason that it's rampant. So when we call ourselves forth to become a peace zone, we're taking a very, very powerful political action. We can know that we're taking the most powerful of all political actions by making certain that we are an optimal human being. That's what it boils down to. When we become a peace zone within ourselves, we become an optimal human being. We enter into the optimal condition of humanness. It's so important for each of us to take this action, to just through short moments of awareness, repeated many times, become automatic. What this means is short moments of inherent peace, repeated many times, become automatic. And in this way, we fortify ourselves as a peace zone, a zone that is absent of hatred, absent of fear, absent of envy, absent of arrogance. This is what a true warrior is. This is a wisdom warrior. It's a wisdom warrior that creates peace zones. And so we have to do everything in our power to create a peace zone within ourselves and within human society collectively. It's urgently important. Now, in order to really see ourselves as a peace zone and recognize that that's what we are and that that is inherent to us, we have to come to peace with all our own points of view. And that means that in letting them just be as they are, they're self-liberating. We don't need to do anything about them. We enter into another order of being. We enter into an order of being that doesn't need to be engaging in countermeasures to perceptions, that doesn't need to be either clinging to perceptions or pushing them away, that is beyond the world of phenomenal perceptual activity, that has entered into a world of complete peace and wisdom, of super kindness, super completeness, superb helpfulness, that absolutely isn't available to us as long as we're either indulging or renouncing our points of view. What could be more important than this? See, there's nothing that could be more important in your life than this. Not everyone is willing to take this on at this point. Not everyone is willing to establish themselves as a peace zone. However, if you're listening to this, you probably are. And so, you know, get on the case. Get down to business. There are plenty of other people to share community with you in the great freedom movement around the world. Just let other people be as they are. When they want to come along and join up, they will. But until then, there isn't anything that can be done. The greatest action you can take is within yourself and informing community with other people who are free of hatred and arrogance and envy and fear. This is a very, very powerful way to live. If people hate you and are angry with you, do what you can to make peace with them. If they're acting out towards you, invite them to come to peace with themselves. Invite them to apologize to you for their hateful actions. That's the ground of being able to resolve a conflict. It requires that each person take responsibility for their part in the conflict. But sometimes people are just subject to hate attacks without any cause. It's just the hate of the person who initiates the attack that is the sole cause. And in that case, you have no part in it. It's their own hatred. In such a situation, still invite the person into the comfort of community. Help them, try to help them see the light and apologize. Come to terms with what they've done. If they can't do that, then you may have to take other action. You may have to take legal action or whatever other action may be required. By individual people becoming peace zones and forming together in a collective peace zone around the world, then very quickly more and more people will join up and put an end to this forever. Put an end to this very, very painful way of living, where we live a life where we hate ourselves. We hate many things about ourselves. This is why we hate other people, because we hate many things about ourselves, period. 1 + 1 = 2. When we no longer hate ourselves, automatically we don't hate others. And this is what it boils down to. Hatred is very ingrained. It's ingrained in each of us as long as we hate certain emotions we have, or certain thoughts we have, or certain experiences we have. It just means we haven't come to terms with those, or the sensations we have. If we hate these things about ourselves or fear them, then we automatically hate and fear others too. Maybe not everyone, but there will be some, because we can't stand that. We can't withstand that feeling of hatred within ourselves, and we don't know how to resolve it, so we project it out. We find some place to project it out. Whether it's ragging on the government or the president or some other political leader or whatever it might be, race, color, creed, whatever it is, road rage, really. Nothing could be more important in educating human beings than for every human being to become a peace zone. There will never be peace in the world until that is the case. It's a fundamental requirement for world peace. All the diplomacy in the world will never bring about world peace without fundamental peace within each human being. So you see, it's up to you when those things about yourself that you hate or fear come about, and you're tempted to act out against them in some way within yourself by a countermeasure or a curative fantasy. Just completely relax, and it will resolve itself. And in the resolution of it, you'll find an explosion of wisdom that you've never been able to see before. And this is the wisdom of innate peace. This is calling yourself forth to be the person you're meant to be. A person who is free of symbolic frameworks that need to parse and nuance everything they see into a world of descriptions. Short moments of peace repeated many times become automatic. Every single perception has as its essence this totally peaceful nature. Rudy has a very peaceful nature. He also used to be quite adventurous. Whenever he could sneak away, he would. One day I went to the post office and I didn't realize the back window was open in the car, and I came out and he was gone. I found him at the beach. Did you have something more about your question here?
Yeah, if you could speak about short moments. To me, short moments would then just be an uncontrived moment of clear resting.
Or it could be a contrived moment of clear resting. It's just like when you don't follow after the story.
Right.
And initially, this is absolutely essential. Because if you do follow after the story initially, you'll be sunk. You'll be right back in the same old thing. But by breaking up the momentum to engage in stories, you start to see that the story isn't really necessary to anything. It's not a source of either hope or fear. These stories have all the symbols, the words. They're not a source of either hope or fear, not either one. So you start to see that in this breakout or breakthrough of the whole story cycle, which is really a cycle of violence to yourself, you find that you're free of these stories. As you find more and more that you're free of these stories and that there's an innate peacefulness that is the place in which all the stories appear, the state, the perfect state, the basic state in which all these stories appear, then you see you're much less likely to get involved in the story as some kind of a definitive or conclusive framework about what's going on. This is really important. And then next you start to see that whether the story is there or not, you're at peace. But you see, initially you have to have this breakaway from the story. You can't just say, oh, awareness is present in all points of view, and then go off in torment with all your stories. That's not really awareness. And so you see, gradual training is authentic. It really is. This will bring you more and more of what is authentic rather than some cooked up idea about what awareness is. It's very difficult to really have the perspective of non-duality instinctively, initially. initially it's usually a matter of intellectual speculation about something, but it isn't instinctively realized that everything is non-dual. And so the gradual training or retraining, as you might say, in awareness as the basis of all perceptions gives you the actual vantage, the experiential vantage of non-duality that is completely authoritative and convincing. This way you don't have to split off into some kind of state in order to feel better. Everything, no matter what it is a feel better situation. You don't have to be so wrapped up in circumstances, but at the same time, you might want to just live your life with people in a peace zone. Why not? Because it's brutal, right? It's brutal. And it's not getting any better right now. Generally, it isn't getting any better. However, you can have your life be however you want it to be. Now, in the places where we do have communities living together for long periods of time, like in Europe or in India, the people are so relieved at living in these peace zones and living within the principles of unity and service that we've established for these peace zones that they never want to leave. They never want to leave. Who would? Once you find that within yourself, you never want to leave that. And then when you see that everything you've ever hoped for in terms of community is an actuality, then you don't want to leave that. And no one in their right mind would want to throw themselves to the vipers once that's found. In short moments of peace repeated many times, you see that you have a right to a peaceful existence. It's a basic human right. It's a very basic human right. When you can just relax within yourself and in community with others, and you don't have to constantly be trying to force yourself to strut your stuff, it's a big relief. It's a big relief.